Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. That music is the very opening of the opera L'Heure Espagnole, The Spanish Hour, written by Maurice Ravel, who, as you can already hear from those few bars of music, had a wonderful feel for orchestral sound. His music is at once full of color and at the same time transparent, so it feels like light is shining through the sound, especially in this recording with the Orchestre National de Lyon conducted by Leonard Slatkin. Before we explore the story of this opera, here's a little bit more of that opening. The opera, L'Heure Espagnole, starts out in a clockmaker's shop in Toledo, Spain, where Torquemada, the master clockmaker, is getting ready to go on his rounds in the city, where his job is to keep all of Toledo's municipal clocks in good working order. His departure is interrupted by the arrival of Ramiro, a muleteer, who needs his antique watch repaired. And so the two men discuss the matter, with the watchmaker explaining the watch repair will have to wait until he has finished his rounds in the city.
Torquemada, c'est moi, monsieur.
Ma montre à chaque instant s'arrête.
Voilà qui va de mieux, voilà qui va de mieux.
Je suis à votre service, muletier du gouvernement. Connaître l'heure exactement, en conséquence, est mon office. Car chaque jour, heure fixe, mes mulets doivent sur leur dos emporter des colis postaux.
Voyons la montre. Elle est de style.
Oui, c'est un bijou de famille. Mon oncle le toréador, par elle fut sauvé des cornes de la mort. Aux arènes de Barcelone, à notre le tombé.
As the discussion between the two men continues, the clockmaker's wife appears, the delightfully named Concepcion. She's getting restless because the clockmaker normally leaves at exactly the same time each Thursday to do his rounds. Regular as clockwork, if you'll pardon the pun. And his dependable exit is important to her because she has invited Gonsalve, a poet and her current lover, to come by for a visit. If her husband doesn't leave tout suite, things will undoubtedly get a bit complicated. And, of course, this being opera, things get plenty complicated in all kinds of ways. But, of course, there is plenty of opportunity for the two lovers to sing everlasting whatevers to each other, which they do with great style and panache thanks to Ravel's music. Here's the beginning of that scene with the music that might be described as a French aperitif with a Spanish twist.
Enfer, viens, je suis tout, Approchons-nous. Ne perdons pas à de vaines paroles l'heure qui s'envole et qu'il faut cueillir.
I had the pleasure of seeing L'Heure Espagnole performed last summer at the Castleton Festival in Virginia, and I can tell you this is one delightful and very funny opera. Charming certainly, beautiful often, but just as often, honestly, deeply funny. As the opera progresses, we end up with Concepcion, the clockmaker's wife, upstairs with the unwitting muleteer, with two of her lovers downstairs, each one hiding in a different grandfather clock. And unfortunately, one of the men hidden in a clock is a portly banker who gets stuck inside the clock. And this is how things stand as her husband is about to arrive home. Total confusion that still manages to have a happy ending. It's amazing what you can do with great music and a little bit of suspended belief. However, before that denouement, Concepcion sings about what a pitiable adventure it had all become. Here is that aria, as sung by Isabelle Trouet. Besides the sheer fun of the story, not to mention the beautiful melodies, one of the great pleasures of this opera is the way Ravel uses the orchestra. He paints with sound, sometimes using the unlikeliest of instruments. Take, for example, this aria. It begins with a wonderful grumbling solo on the contrabassoon. That's the big brother to the regular bassoon, and it's the instrument you hear at the beginning with the very, very low notes. And thanks in general to the instrumentation of Ravel and how he writes for the orchestral instruments, the voices always shine through beautifully. That was music from Maurice Ravel's opera L'Heure Espagnole. The three songs in Ravel's Don Quixote a Dulcinea were initially commissioned by the film director Georg Wilhelm Pabst for a new film he was making based on the story of Don Quixote. I say initially commissioned because in the end, Pabst ended up using songs by a different composer. To make matters worse, during the time that Ravel wrote this music, he was suffering, or beginning to suffer, from a degenerative neurological disorder that would have hastened to his death. In fact, this was the last piece Ravel wrote, none of which shows through in this music. Here's the second of the three songs titled Chanson Épique, an epic song based on poetry by Paul Morand, filled with music to the brim that's full of life, melody, and sheer musical beauty. The singer is baritone François Leroux.
Thank you.
You have been listening to music by Maurice Ravel and performances by the Orchestre National de Lyon, with singers Luca Lombardo, Isabelle Drouet, Frédéric Anton, Marc Bérard, Nicolas Gauchel, and François Leroux, all guided by conductor Leonard Slatkin. And all this music and these performances is collected together on a new Naxos recording of two works by Maurice Ravel, the opera L'Heure Espagnole and the orchestrated song cycle Don Quixote a Dulcinea, which was Ravel's final composition. Look for Naxos catalog number 8.660337. That's it for this podcast. I hope you can join me again next time. Until then, I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.